How to decorate interiors. I feel the same way about interior decorators that I feel about real estate brokers. They are worth every penny. If you know your tastes, hire a professional who can help you fine-tune those tastes and work with you to create the perfect environment for your work or for your home. If you see a space you like, whether it's a living space or a restaurant or an office, ask questions. Who was the architect? Who decorated it? Like hiring a broker or a contractor, hiring the right decorator works by word of mouth and by finding someone with your sensibilities. Make sure the designer has your best interests in mind, not merely their own. It's their job to know your tastes, whether innately or otherwise, and to find the best way to display them. Most people incorrectly think that interior decorators are a wasteful extravagance, but believe me, they will save you time and money. Interior decorating is not as simple as walking into a furniture store and pointing at a couple of pieces. Good interior decorators have a talent for spatial configuration, choosing colors and materials, and most important, negotiating. The best interior decorators have that rare mix of artistic talent and business smarts. Even something as simple as choosing a carpet can require days and days of flipping through sample books. I can't think of anything more boring. Instead, good interior decorators will scour warehouses, antique shops, and furniture showrooms for you, and then come to you with a plan, including fabric, carpet, and paint samples, as well as layouts and themes. With the best interior decorators, you can just sit there and say, "Ah, that's perfect. I never would have thought of that." Most decorators work on commission, anywhere from 10 to 15%, and sometimes as high as 20 or 25%. Instead of grumbling about the commission, look on the bright side. Not only do decorators save you time, and in the end money, since you won't make as many mistakes, but dealers and warehouses always extend decorators discounts not available to the average consumer. They can pass those savings on to you. Simple math tells you that it's better to pay a commission on a sofa that's marked down at a professional discount of 50% than on the full price. For instance, if a decorator finds a $2,000 sofa that she can buy at a discount for $1,000 at a commission of 20%, you'll be paying $1,200 for that sofa. Even an idiot can see what's a better deal. And of course, more expensive tastes result in even bigger savings. Still, negotiate the commission down. When you're working with a decorator, make sure that you ask to see all of the invoices. Decorators are by nature honest people, but you should be double-checking regardless. It's okay to question them on certain expenditures, but don't haggle too much, because high-end materials cost money. High-quality interiors last for years and years, so cutting corners will only lead to disrepair and an unattractive interior that you'll have to live with, or change at even more expense. Once I hired a decorator whose portfolio of work had impressed me. I was busy at the time and didn't spend a great deal of time with the designer or watching the progress of his work. I just assumed the work would be on par with the portfolio. The results were a nightmare. I tried to live with the work, but after 1 month, I couldn't stand it anymore, and everything was taken out. I had to start all over. It cost me a small fortune, but it did teach me a lesson I learned once and have never had to repeat. First, find the right person, and second, monitor his or her progress.